broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. You're listening to To the Max.
To the Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good November 1st to everybody. You're listening to Max and Friends right here on LA Talk Radio. It's 8 o'clock in LA, 11 o'clock in New York, and wherever you are right now, that's what time it is. I hope you put your clocks back because we got an amazing show tonight. We've got Tamara on, we've got Rocco on, we've got an amazing guest coming on too. But before all that, we've got to say a big shout out to Mama Makeup, because if it weren't for Mama Makeup, I would never have met Rocco. So Rocco would never have been on the show. I would never have worked with Fashion News Live. So big shout out to Mama. And there you go, everyone. So Rocco, welcome back to Max and Friends. Where the hell have you been hiding?
Thank you. I've been just so busy with Fashion News Live. We have a brand new site up. We have all this new content up. I've been creating my army with all the bloggers and writers. And yeah, I've been so busy. And right now things are calming down a little bit. So I'm really happy that I can be back on the show and I can be one of those friends, as you said, Max and Friends. So I am very, very honored and very happy to be back here.
Well, and we've got Tamara, our other friend, on the air over here. What's up, Tamara Bowman?
Yes! Hey there, Mr. Max and Rocco. I am so happy to hear your voice again, precious. You are just a love and a doll, and it is just a treat to hear you with us tonight, I tell ya. And Mr. Max, I'm glad to be back with you, mister.
Well, I'm glad to be here. And speaking of friends, I've got to do a couple of shout-outs, happy birthday shout-outs. Today is Robert Miller's birthday. Tomorrow, Keith, Tom. Tomorrow is also Marie Antoinette. It would have been her 254th birthday, and I'm going to an amazing party for that tomorrow. There's a new book out called Marie Therese, Child of Terror, The Fate of Marie Antoinette's Daughter by Susan Nagel, and I'm going to an amazing reading at the Vanessa Noel Boutique. You know our friend Vanessa Noel. Other than that, birthdays, we've got my good friend, the Ralph Lauren model Douglas. This is his birthday coming up too. Lee Chappelle, Pat Malagisi, Seenum, Brittany Gassenow, my girl Michelle Heary, Christina, and of course Sharon Agati. You all know her from being here on Max and Friends. She's another friend. She sang up on this show, so check out the archives only on latalkradio.com. So happy birthday, everybody. Scorpios. So you know what that means, Tamara. Sex.
Ooh, bring it on. I love it. Ooh.
And, you know, it is going to be a busy week, Rocco, because, you know, everyone, I'm with Fashion News Live, part of the family now, and I'm going around doing my assignments for them. So, Rocco, I'm doing an amazing interview tomorrow with the Frank A. Official Salon in New York on Madison and 84th Street. I'm going to be interviewing Frank A. tomorrow and doing an amazing article for Fashion News Live, so be sure to check that out. I'm titling it Sheared Beauty, so there's going to be an amazing article behind that and what it really means for a woman to get her hair cut and the whole thing and the hype behind it. So Frank K is going to be on Fashion News Live. So check that out. Also, speaking of fashion, Rocco, do you know the collection Raw 7?
Yes.
Those are my boys. They have the most amazing cashmere hoodies. Tamara, remember that hoodie you saw me wearing when we were video chatting the other day?
Yes.
All right, so raw-7.com is the place to go. The holidays are coming up. It's November. Christmas is a month and a half away. So get ready. If you want to go shopping for people, go to raw-7.com. Check them out. I'm going to be doing another article for Fashion News Live on that. So check out raw-7. And, of course, check out fashionnewslive.com where you can read all this stuff. Because Rocco's, not only do we have articles there, we have videos there. Tell them what we got, Rocco.
Oh, we have articles from this LA Fashion Week that just finished up and wrapped up the day before yesterday. It was more like an LA Fashion Month, to be honest. There were events every single night. I wasn't able to cover all of them, so we sent out our writers. At the same time, we have Max, we have Kristen, we have Jack McEnroth. They're all there in New York covering events. And I just feel like I have an army now. You know, if you want to know what's happening in the fashion world, whether it's for LA, New York, Miami. Go to fashionnewslive.com. You can read all about it. There's all kinds of videos. I just recently got back from New York Fashion Week, and I was able to interview some of the New York housewives and several designers. To be honest, I forgot how many people I actually interviewed. There's just so much there. But again, if you go to fashionnewslive.com, you can check it out and see all the different interviews.
You know, that's interesting because Frank is he does the hair for one of the New York housewives. So we'll be talking to him about that too. Absolutely. Come on, Rocco. You know, if I'm going to interview anybody, I'm going right to the top. You know what I'm talking about? We're not messing around.
Exactly.
But I've got to tell you, we're going to have a song coming up too, Tam. Remember our friend Billy George? His song, Breathe, shot up, did the thing, went all the way to the logo. If you go to logo, I think it's logotv.com. He's like one of the top 10 videos on there right now. So we're going to have his song coming up. Because, Tamara, why don't you do the setup and talk about our amazing guest that we have coming on right about now. So why don't you set that up? But before you set that up, call us tonight with your sex questions, okay? The number, your sex or fashion or life, whatever you want to do, you call us. We're here for you. The number to the studio is 323-203-0815. The lines will be open. And remember, you can change your name because we don't show your face. So, Tamara, what's going on? And who did you bring on tonight?
Oh, my gosh. You guys are in for an amazing treat tonight. I have come across this beautiful, sensual goddess of this century. Her name is Deborah Smith, and she is a sensual sage, is what she calls herself. And one of the things that she's been able to experience and bring about in her sexuality and her sensuality with her partner intimately is some of the most orgasmic, intense, fuck me to God kinds of experience. So, I know. Praise God, right? Okay, so I am telling you, this woman, I've had her speak in my human sexuality class, and literally, I was sitting there, and it was, I mean, I was making yummy noises, like, I was like,
Wait, Tamara, what's a yummy noise?
Okay,
what is a yummy noise?
I was just doing it. It was just like, you know, it's just kind of like when you sink your teeth, probably like in Max, with something that you've just created, like food-wise, that is just as orgasmic. Well, the way she talks about our Kegel exercises inside of our vagina that's literally able to grab a hold of your penis and hug it and squeeze it around the head is just scrumptious.
Well, and there's no better place to listen to learn about how to do that than Max and Friends. But before we do that, I want to say hi to a listener out there, Irene. So hi to Irene. I hope you're tuning in so we can learn and grow and move on and discuss all these things about, I guess we'll get into tantric sex, sensual sex, hugging of everything that we need to hug. And nonetheless, Tamara, bring your guest on. Let her pull her mic up and intro her.
Yes, Miss Deborah Smith, pull your mic up, sister. We are so happy to have you in the house with Max and Friends. Welcome.
Well, thank you. I really feel very honored to be here this evening. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Well, we're glad you're here because usually we're with another guest would be a threesome, but tonight we're a foursome because we got our buddy and our friend Rocco on from Fashion News Live. So welcome, welcome, and Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and all of my friends.
So that makes me right there. I'll come up with a point because first, when Tamara introduced me as the sensual sage, and so we'll just put out there a little noticing how when we as women say sensuality or sensual, men go right to sexual. I don't know if you've noticed that, and that's what I find that men do, and I
you
find
you blew our cover.
Yes, it goes right there. And one of the things that I really address is more along the sensuality, because sensuality is that yummy, juicy, luscious, delicious journey to sexuality. And the more that we can focus a little bit more on that part as far as women, because we're so multitasked.
Well, let's take us down that journey. How do we get a woman to multitask sexually?
Well, we don't want to sexually multitask. Mostly it's our minds. So for most women, we're so geared up, and that's just how we are, that, you know, we've been able to, and a lot of women relate to this, we can have a baby on our hip, our telephone to our ear, we can be cooking dinner, and we can be petting the dog all at the same time. And that has really served us, because we can also be creating businesses, talking on the phone, and making dinner all at the same time. We can do all of those things, but when it comes now to sensuality or to our getting more in touch with our sensuality, then we don't want to be so multitask. And that's why men are a little, that's why it takes a shorter time to get more into their sexualities, because very focused. It's very focused. Once you guys are on that path, you're very focused. So for women, what I help my clients with is kind of getting back into that place where they really get back and really experience their own bodies, so that mm-hmm. they can get back to pleasure, and then pleasure then can lead to more sensuality, and then higher and greater states of sexuality. But it's getting back to being out of our minds, down into our, I call it our wombs or our vaginas, and getting in our bodies. And actually, sensuality is just right now. I lit a candle.
I have to ask you a question. I am so sorry to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
Now, what is a woman's sensuality? Like, define that for me.
Well, that's going to be really different with every woman. But most women, if you're going to ask them about their, and Tamara, please chime in on this one. When you're going to ask a woman about her sensuality, that could be for us. You know, like me, I lit a couple candles in the room right now while I was getting ready for this phone call, because candles really are very sensual to me. And
the candles sensual, or the wax, or the flame? What's the most sensual to you?
It's the lighting.
Okay. And you know what they always say, beauty's the light switch away.
Yeah.
They always say beauty's a light switch away, and I always say, when we cheers to everyone, I say to lighting, because it equals good sex. Do you agree?
I do. You know what? It really, the environment says a lot to us. You know, when our men set up an environment, or we set up that environment, I mean, we're just like inviting them into the center of the universe, whether it's in the center of the universe in our body or in our surrounding. It's that whole dance of bringing them into a state of beautiful anticipation for an explosion of love.
Right.
An explosion. You know, that's really interesting.
There you
go. Just want to say something real quick. Speaking of explosions and environment, you know, I'm addicted to this show, Brothers and Sisters, okay, on ABC. So check out abc.com, my favorite show, Brothers and Sisters. In the scene, Kitty, who has cancer, her husband's running for senator, which is Rob Lowe, and he takes her and he says, oh, I'm taking you out tonight to this big, huge event. And what he actually does, he takes her to the rooftop of a building in L.A., sets up a dinner table, and has this private dinner for her and him, her and he, however you want to say it, on top of this building, overlooking all of L.A., and then has fireworks set off behind her.
Oh, my God.
Now, does that work in sensuality?
Oh, I'm one big goosebumps. You know what? You couldn't do more for me. That would do it, man.
Of course, that's a Hollywood scene. But, you know, if you could recreate it in the own way that you have money, you know, in your own monetary ways, it doesn't have to be at the top of a roof in L.A. or fireworks. I mean, you can go on a picnic blanket in your backyard and watch the fireflies. Am I not right?
Exactly.
Oh, no. I think there's something to be said about a roof and a firework.
Yeah.
Tamara, we spoke about the roof before. Rocco, what do you think?
Well, you know, there are a couple different sides of me. You know, there's the physical, animalistic side, and then there's the emotional, sensitive side. Depending on my mood, really will depend on what I crave for that evening. But let's just say, you know, the sensitive side, it's not all physical. I think there could be an extremely romantic, intense, very intimate, sensual experience without even touching each other.
And that's right here. That's on Max and Friends on LA Talk.
Yeah, that's what we're having.
you know, it could be the way that you look at each other over dinner. It's it's the way that you're eating your food and enjoying your surrounding. You know, it's the energy, the body language that you are giving off and that you are receiving, right? So that, for me, that is sometimes more so a lot more fun than just getting down and dirty. Now, again, depending on your mood.
Right.
You know, say you get
down
home,
and dirty is good sometimes, too.
Exactly. Like, say, for example, I just want to rip the clothes off and go at it. You know, that's good, too. But depending on the mood, and it's all about the mood, it's all about the setting, it's what is it that you want to achieve and how are you going to go about doing that?
And you know what's really erotic for me too, Rocco? I'm so glad you bring that up, because when I'm able to literally just sit and be in the presence of my man, lock eyes and intensely, deeply drink into myself and give of myself just in the eye gazing, in that kind of intense exchange of no words.
Right.
It's just, I see you. I see you and I feel you and I love you. And I say that all without one word.
Exactly. And I find as I'm becoming older and let's say more experienced or more mature, whatever that might be, I'm finding that to be very satisfying and to be more important even than just sticking it in and having an orgasm.
Yes, yes, honey, that's beautiful.
It's the journey. Yeah, it's the journey and the connection that we're missing so much these days. That's what I find from most of my female clients is missing of that connection. And I do the same thing, Tamara. It's that when it's that intense taking time to actually look into that person's eyes, and it's like feeling, you know, spirit or God looking back at you. You actually get to be seen. Women and everyone needs that feeling of actually being seen by somebody.
Yes.
Now, let me ask you a question, Deborah. You know, you said your clients. Now, when you have explained to us exactly what is that you do that you help these women go through, and also tell us how we can find you.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, my web blog site is thesensualitysage.com.
Mm-hmm.
And my number is 949-374-0634. And for years, I've been doing mostly more of the one-on-one coaching. It was more private. I didn't even have a website for years and years because it was just a word-of-mouth coaching that people would send their friends, and people heard about me, and I had plenty of business that way. But then I've recently been feeling really called to be more vocal and speak. And what I do is I really help women to celebrate their sensuality. Not be embarrassed. I mean, we should be able to walk into a room and really feel wonderful and luscious in our sensuality.
And
the men want
Deborah,
to high-five me when I say that, but the women sometimes actually don't know and don't really experience that. They haven't been in touch with their feminine side of their sensuality.
How can they get in touch with that side?
Well, part of that is taking time to I say I usually start both my workshops with the first workshop, the level one workshop, with getting women back in touch with I call it self pleasure, and not
so masturbation.
Yeah.
Okay, so honey, I also love what you say too. Is that women just breathe into your vagina? You know?
Well, you know, I tell women that's a great way to walk into the room. I mean, they'll spray perfume. You know, try to have some sort of attitude. But I just say, if you get really present, and I tease about that a little bit, but I just say, you know, start from the ground and breathe up and just breathe right into your vagina and just feel yourself, feel present, feel your juicy, luscious self, and then walk into the room with a sense of receptivity and vulnerability and honesty and openness, and that's very attractive.
Yes, because we're the light and like the emotions, and we move, we flow, and we're looking for those stable currents of steady consciousness. Mm-hmm. So to breathe into that femininity and go, and just be fanciful with our movement with that is, you know, and I watch you and I marvel. Girl, because you got it going on. I mean, let me tell you guys, this girl over here, she can walk into a room and it's like, I'm here.
And I'm yummy.
And I'm yummy. Yes.
And I'm yummy.
You know, it's amazing. You know, now,
and
would
I'm telling you,
say,
if we think it, and that's what I, you know, a lot of the women that come, you know, they've, you know, and I'm no young, you know, chick anymore, and I'm still yummy walking around, and I still get the attention. And a lot of the women tell me, like over 50, they all of a sudden they feel like they're becoming invisible to men, and they become this invisible person in the room. There'll be like seven women standing there, and the little younger women or men standing there, and they'll just feel invisible. But I don't feel invisible at all. And I think part of that is because when we do own that part of ourselves, that luscious, sensual essence of who we are, and we don't have to prove that anymore. We don't have to give it away to anybody. We already own it. We're empowered by it. It helps us with all areas of our lives, our business, our health, our relationships. It helps all areas. And when we can walk into a room or just own it and be it, then people are going to notice, and they're going to want what we have, or they're going to be attracted to that.
And
they
Deborah,
do
I mean,
know this. Real quick, yeah. You know what I want to talk about? I want to talk about self-confidence, because I think that's really what is the most attractive thing about a woman. When you see a woman walk in the room, whether she's thin, whether she's big, whether she's whatever, she is short or tall.
Right.
I think when a woman walks in and she doesn't have her arms across her chest, slumping around with her head down, that's to me one of the most unattractive things. I think when that woman walks in with the confidence of her head held high, her shoulders back, like she's in power and she's ready to take over that room. There's nothing more sexier than a powerful woman that can achieve that. And self-confidence, you know, men, I bash women down a lot, even just by calling a woman a bitch. It's like so degrading and demeaning that if you say it enough, the woman's going to start feeling like that's all she is, which a bitch is a female dog. So let's break that down and let's talk about self-confidence and how women can stir up their self-confidence to be able to have that self-confidence to have sensuality.
Well, you know, the self-confidence comes, you know, in many different forms, but I find that what I went with my private coaching, somehow we dig into, you know, something has caused them to not feel that way. And I don't dig because I'm not a psychologist per se, so I don't dig way back. I go with what it is right now, what's working, not working for them right this minute, and how we can make a shift, just sometimes a shift in their thinking about giving them permission to be sensual again or to be sensual being. And they've remembered it. They've had that time in their life where they might have really felt that way, and something squelched it. I don't know what it is. They'll know. But if we can just, if I can just get them back into that, and they can start to feel that sensuality. I just have them do little things like I get women to flirt again. They forget how yummy
flirting is. Flirting is very sexy.
Yeah, I flirt not for so much for that other person, but for how it makes me feel. And I'll just give you an example of a quick flirt that just happened to me yesterday. I was walking into a store, an establishment, to buy something, and on the way in, a young gentleman opened the door for me as I was coming in, and I said, a gentleman. I love gentlemen. Like that. That's it. And that was a flirt. It was a little flirt.
That was, that could have been a flirt that turned into an indecent proposal.
I love gentlemen. But he, and that's all I said. And he turned around, walking out the door, and said, well, of course I would open the door for a beautiful lady. And I said, thank you for noticing.
There you go. Rocco, what do you find
and
most
I appreciated
sexy
him. It was that appreciation that men so desire. And I just walked in, and he actually waited for me when I came out.
Look
just
at
to
you.
Tell me how much he appreciated me noticing him.
Wow.
And that was a little small flirt that I do. And I do those things on a really regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes me feel very sexy and sensual. And it also, and I don't do that just with men. I do that. I tell women when I'm thinking something, like their hair is gorgeous or they look so beautiful in that color. Children, I don't just do it with men. I do older men. I do it with everyone.
So it's
and your boyfriend's okay with it.
Yeah, because it's just a habit of flirt. It's a flirting not for to get the attention of a date. It's flirting to, for me, I feel like it's a gift I give other people to enlighten their day and to make their day a little brighter, and also to make me feel really beautiful and fun and sensual and all that for myself.
You know, I want to say, Tamara, I want to get to the psychology part real quick of a woman's confidence. And, you know, if someone has brought her down where she doesn't feel she can be sensual. You know what I always say, what Dr. Gray says, whatever it is in your life that you brought that brought you down to a place where you don't feel that you have that confidence or the sensuality to really be a woman, you need to face it, erase it, and replace it. Okay.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And when you're able to do that, you will open up the floodgates of this calm to know that wherever you are is where you're supposed to be, and take control of your life, taking control of your sensuality, and just breathe. On that note, we're going to take a break here because I think we all need to breathe. We all need to take a deep breath because this is going where it should be. So I want to play up our boy's song, Billy George. I just totally got his name wrong. Billy George. Go to myspace.com/Billy George. I can't speak tonight. You know what? Let's get the song breathe. You guys got me in a whole funky place tonight where my mind is not finally. So I need to breathe.
Are you touching yourself,
right,
Max?
Right here on LA Talk Radio. Breathe. And Tim, yes, I
think I've been afraid of changing. I think it stopped me from growing.
Hey.
Never really knew
we have the song. Nonetheless, I guess
that was the song.
You know what? There it is.
You can't run from yourself for very long. You can't run, cause wherever you go, there you are. You can't hide. So take it free, just let it be and breathe. Just let it go and let it go and breathe. So take it free. I think I've been afraid of falling. I had a hard time with my calling. Never really thought I'd stop believing. Never really thought I'd be here leaving. So I'm blown with the tides and seasons of these days. You can't take on yourself for very long. You can't run.
You know, it's so hard to figure out why I can't talk about sex at 11:30 at night on a Sunday evening. I needed to breathe. But, you know, we put the hours back. So technically, it's really 12:30 right now. So you got to give me a break. And Tamara, you asked me if I'm touching myself. You know what I always say? Why do for yourself what others can do for you? On that note, you guys, we've got a caller. So if you want to call in, the number here is 323-203-0815. We're going to pull up your mic and welcome you to Max and Friends. So do we have a caller?
Yes.
Hi, who's this caller?
It's so hard to figure out.
Can you lower your radio for me in the back? Because we can hear the reverb.
Yes, it's woof.
And where are you calling from?
Los Angeles.
And do you have a sex question on sensuality?
Of course.
And what's the question?
I just want cake.
You just want what?
Cake. I want to bring you Marie Antoinette and have lots of cake and share it.
All righty then.
She wants to bring cake. So what was her name again?
She wants her cake and eat it too.
My name is Doggy. I'm the doggy. I'm the top dog.
The top dog from Los Angeles.
I'm the top dog from Los Angeles.
All righty then.
Wow. Well, you know what? Marie Antoinette actually never did say let them eat cake. That was a made-up story. Did you guys know that?
No.
I know. It was totally made up. But anyway, so cake, food is a great sensuality, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It really is. And you can have your cake and eat it too.
You can. That you can. And I'll make you a cake, Tamara. But let's get back to sensuality. Let's get back to where we need to be. And that's right here on Max of Friends at this hour, wherever you are listening. We thank you for tuning in. Because you know what? We're going to talk about sensuality and how to open that door to achieve full sensuality in your life, and which will lead into amazing sexuality. Do you agree, Deborah?
Yes, I agree. And I just want to say, you know, 7 years, I've always enjoyed my sensuality, but what Tamara had me share with her class is my experience of about 7 years ago when sensuality took on even a deeper, more spiritual experience for me. And I had not read any books on the subject. I just started to experience some amazing, very spiritual, sensual, sexual experiences. And that's what I shared with her class, how that started to happen for me. And I just realized that if, you know, I can have it, I just feel I'm an average American woman. I feel like I'm a corporate America person who's, you know, been able to take off her balls and surrender to my femininity and open to my complete sensuality, and was able to experience very deep healing experiences. And that started about 7 years ago. So did you want to hear a little bit about that?
Absolutely, Rock. You want to hear about it, Rocco?
Sure.
All right. Well, I find, at least for me, and Tamara can attest to this, that a lot of women, we hold on to a lot of pain and unforgiveness and different experiences that we hold on to those in our vagina and cervixes, in our sacred spots or G-spots. And the more that we can free that area, and because I get the number one questions I get asked is, where is the G-spot? I don't think I have one, or my girlfriend doesn't have one, or mine doesn't feel good, or it feels a little painful there, or how do I know I'm actually having a G-spot orgasm? I get a lot of those questions. So what I do in the classes is teach women and men, I'll teach the men if they're trying to help their spouse or their girlfriend, how to really free up the sacred spot or the G-spot through either massage with the hand or finger or with the penis. Easier a little bit in the very beginning to use a hand. And it also helps a lot of men with impotency problems because, you know, their hand always can stay hard. You know, the hand's always going to be able to stay hard. Your fingers are pretty much going to be able to stay hard for, you know, a lifetime. So you can really bring a lot of pleasure and healing to a woman by using your hands and your fingers. So the more that area for myself started to be freed up with a massage or with pressure there, the more I sobbed. I mean, at first, I swear, it seemed like I sobbed for 2 years, but in the midst of having a very beautiful sensual experience, there would be actual feelings that would come up. Sometimes I knew what was happening or what the feeling was, and sometimes I didn't know at all. But I would actually start to have experiences of seeing myself when I was a little girl, like 4 years old when my dad left, or have that feeling of that while that was happening. And the more I just was open to having that feeling and not stuffing it like, oh, no, I'm going to be emotional right here in the midst of sexual experience, the more I allowed myself to be receptive and vulnerable and surrender to that, the more I felt healed. And then
do you think that also in that process of healing that it healed your inner child?
Yes, all that was starting to happen. It was an amazing process for me. And so I always tell women to be careful, or my couples, or that I want them to kind of start by themselves until they can really bring their man in on that with them and to teach them how that they really like it done. And sometimes that requires a a vibrator or a, I call it a crystal wand or something to be able to reach us. Our hands, as women, we don't really reach in. We don't really, we have fingernails. They get in the way. We don't really, it's not a really good reach for us to get up inside there that easy. So sometimes.
You know what I, love what you said, Deborah, and this is what Max said too, is that when you face it, erase it, and replace it.
Replace it.
Or replace it, right? Okay, so one of the beautiful, one of the beautiful things in that process is going through forgiveness, because that's the only way that you can really face some of these things is to let go of resentment, things that you hold inside with people who've hurt you. And when you have that release, when you have that forgiveness, when you just let it go, wow, I mean, the floodgates can open and be able to receive. Because that's what we are, is we're receptors. But boy, when we've got those blocks up because people have hurt us or whatever, we're just going to stay hard. That's exactly how our vagina stays, or our G-spot or our cervix, is it just stays hardened. And that's when I think sex can be painful. And so when you do really get in touch with those emotions and allow your intimate partner to take you through that process and release, that is so, and let me tell you something, when you go through that kind of experience with your mate, with your partner, you will never forget them. Never.
No. Absolutely. It's a beautiful healing for both people to be, obviously I had to ask my partner and partners now, what does it feel like for them? You know, what does that, because I have to warn them, I have a new lover now, to tell them, you know, if this happens for me, because it still comes up still to this day, you know, 7-8 years later, that something will still be there, could still come up, you know, it doesn't happen every time. But now because it's now more spongy, I want to say the sacred flow is supposed to be this spongy thing, but I think for a lot of women, it's not spongy, it's more hardened. And now that it's open and it's receptive and it's vulnerable, now there is these amazing experiences where it just feels so good. And then it goes, there is a point where I just, my whole body, and this is, you've heard of these spiritual experiences that couples have together, or the man helps his lover to have, that I could just roll over. I call it rolling over, going over into this state of complete bliss. I mean, almost out of body, you know, feeling oneness with everything in the midst of either intercourse but that is easy for the man to help during intercourse, because you have to sometimes stay very still. There's a point where it's going and there's no, it doesn't need a lot of movement. There just needs to be some pressure on that G-spot for that to happen. And then my partner has said that then they can feel it, that my body just completely lets go, and my breathing sounds different. I don't remember all of it, but my breathing completely changes, and then our bodies can just go into this complete, utter state of bliss and ecstasy for quite a long time.
Now, would you say that, you know, I keep hearing, like, speaking, so communication. So is communication to you a great sensuality?
Oh, it's huge for sensuality. Huge. And because growing up a tomboy, I was always been able, it's been very easy for me to talk with men. And I just couldn't figure out women not being able to share with men. And that's what the men say. Oh, my God, how come women don't talk like you? How come they can't just tell me what they want, like you tell me what you want? And and as long as we do it in this really feminine way, I've never had any man, and in my clients, not like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could ask you to, Rocco, and I mean, when a woman says, please, you know, touch me here, I really like it when you touch me here, or I'm going to breathe like this. If I breathe like this and I stop breathing and I start to relax my body, please don't talk to me at that point, or, you know, as long as I tell them then what I want or what it's feeling like to me, then he was able to then just relax and go with me. So like I took him over into bliss with me. But I had to give him a lot of communication ahead of time. And I find that women are afraid to tell men really what feels good to them and what they want. And that's why I usually start them with themselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's so many women, I can't tell you how many women don't self-pleasure. I know that a lot of women say, oh, yeah, I do, but no. No, a lot of women don't really self-pleasure. They don't even take the time during the week, you know, really pleasure themselves, whether they have an orgasm or not. Now, I thoroughly believe they should, you know, go ahead and have an orgasm if you can, because it's so healthy for us. Mm-hmm. Between boyfriends, can I tell you how many women I say, so when's the last time you have an orgasm? I'll tease them. And they'll say, I told you I haven't had a boyfriend for a year. I'm like, no, I didn't ask you when the last time you had a boyfriend. I asked you when the last time you self-pleasured and had a beautiful orgasm.
Well, you know, I've got a great quote for you. Good communication is as stimulating as black coffee and just as hard to sleep after. On that note, we want to communicate with you listeners, so call in to 323-203-0815. That's the number here at LA Talk Radio. Again, the quote, good communication is as stimulating as black coffee and just as hard to sleep after. And that's by Anne Morrow Lindenberg, if you all want to know who that said that. Call in. We want to hear from you. We're here for you. And other than that, Rocco, what's up? Are you here?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Cool. Yeah, I know Rocco, we're like, you know, we're in this new age of technology. So Rocco's got someone calling in or who's emailed him or texted him. I do my texting on my T-Mobile Sidekick where people ask me questions. So it's the future. Twitter us, email us, text us. Do what you got to do to be on LA Talk Radio right now on Max and Friends, because we want to help you get sensual. We want to help you get sensual, sexual, break down the wall of not being able to communicate, face it, erase it, replace it, and caller, we've got you live on Max and Friends. Who's this and where are you calling from? I guess we had you.
Hi, welcome.
Do we still have you, caller?
Yes.
Hi, who's this and where are you calling from?
My name is Sarah. I'm from California.
Great. What's your question, Sarah?
I have a problem orgasming with men.
Have you tried with women?
No. No problems with myself. But I seem to have a mental block when I'm with a man.
Deborah, what do you say?
So when the mental block is when is it during oral sex? Any type, right? You just
any type. I've never orgasmed with a man. Even when I am trying to do it myself, if a man's in the room, I can't do it.
Okay, so if you're even trying to self-pleasure in the room.
You're not alone. Know that, number one, because a lot of women have the same issue.
Okay, that's it.
Yeah, you're definitely not alone. Is there a certain position or how you, when you self-pleasure, that works really well for you that you could, have you ever tried just trying on being on top?
Yes, I've tried that, but I can't, if I'm touching myself, with and a guy's in a room just watching, I can't do it myself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. You know what? I think that has a lot to do with feeling self-conscious. You know, mm-hmm. when we're with ourselves, we're not worried about, you know, anything about our body or we're just into the pleasure. And so one of the things when you introduce someone and you don't have that level of intimacy or that level of comfortability where you know that they love every inch of your body no matter what, there's going to be some inhibitions. You know, it's just awkward, you know, when you've been loving yourself and you know, I mean, we make faces, it's messy and it's, you know, it's almost like, you know, we have no problem crying by ourselves, but boy, get someone else around us and it's like we get self-conscious. So basically, I just think it's just a level of getting comfortable with that person ahead of time. That's why I think there's can be so much said for developing the friendship before you get naked with them.
That's right.
I just love that. I mean, Max and I talk about this all the time about how important it is to really develop the friendship, because then it's just an extension of that friendship to be naked with your partner going, wow, he really sees me. He sees my soul. He sees my heart. He's not going to critique, you know, whether my body is perfect or not perfect. He loves me or
exactly.
She loves me.
But let me ask you a quick question, caller. Now, is this like, do you feel like, what do you feel when you're with a man that you have this block or this inhibition?
I get really close. I just can't get over, you know, the edge, and I think maybe it is some level of self-consciousness.
Now, do you have any past trauma experiences in sex?
Not that I know about.
Okay. So I'm sorry?
Well, I was going to ask her, what if, I mean, because this is part of, I tell people to have like little pleasure exercises or pleasure sessions with their partners where they tell the person, especially if you're close to this person that you're right now having intimacy with, that you would ask them to have more of a pleasure session and that no really orgasm necessary. You're not looking to go towards orgasm. They're just going to have and experience pleasure. Because you may have this goal in mind of having that orgasm, and so your mind is, you know, trying so hard, I would think, to have that. And that maybe you could just relax in to the pleasure of the moment and not have the goal in mind. That may be helpful for you.
Well, and one of the things that I would do.
I do feel a lot of pressure that I know I'm not going to be able to orgasm, and then that kind of takes over the moment.
Samra, what do you think? I think you think about it too much.
Yeah, I do too, because here's the deal. I think just stating what's so with your partner, okay, so listen, I'm feeling a little nervous. Are you nervous? And then, yeah, me too, but come on, let's just do this. So do a few little things together that are just very playful that get you right into the moment, and then you go, oh! Like, you're right on the spot. Oh, my God, that feels good. And then you just, like, oh, gosh, what do my kids call it? Motorboating. Okay, so you just, like, blow air on their, you know, like a fart noise on them. And just I love that.
Now, let me ask you a question. Are you in a relationship right now?
No, I'm not.
Okay, has this been an issue? All right. You know what? This is what I'm going to say, because we're going to help you get through this, and I think you need to release your inhibitions. Walk by the mirror. I always walk by the mirror and say, because I like what I see when I'm looking at me when I'm walking past the mirror. Get into yourself, okay?
Yeah.
Get into yourself. And you know what? The next time you have a sexual experience, I want you to be in control. Set the scene. Set the mood. Set the music. Set the lighting. Do your thing. And you know what? Play with yourself in front of a man. Okay?
Okay.
And then I want you to email Tamara, okay?
Yes.
We're going to get you, because Tamara's going to help you get through this, because we're not just going to help you in 2 seconds, but Tamara and Deborah is going to help you get through this, because we definitely want you to be able to experience an amazing orgasm with another person.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think
I would love that.
And you know, not only will you love it, but you deserve it. And that's where we got to break through, because when it happens, you're going to call in, you're going to write us, and you'll be like, thank you, Max and friends, because I had it. And it was amazing. And we're going to help you achieve it. And I think this is what I really think, and this is what I feel right now in my spirit. By you planting the seed that you want to have an orgasm, it's going to happen. I think this is the first barrier that's broken. It's the first form of communication. Have you spoken to anyone else about this?
No, I don't tell anybody.
Well, now our listeners know, now we know, now you know, and because of that, you will experience an orgasm. I can tell you that right now. Until then, we're going to get you. What I want you to do is, can you email me, max@maxtucci.com, give me your information, and I'm going to have Tamara and Deborah get back to you so they can help you, because we've got to wrap this show up, because we're having an orgasm after the show.
And
But until that happens, I want you to be encouraged, stay focused, and you know what? You will have a healthy and happy sex life when you discover what's out there for you. So hold on to yourself and get ready. And God bless the man that's going to be with you, because when you do have that, wow. And you deserve it. So on that note, you deserve it. Release your inhibitions and own yourself.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, and we're going to be in touch with you. So email me, max@maxtucci.com. Other than that, Deborah, what do you have to say for all of our listeners out there who are ready to embrace sensuality and want to own themselves?
Well, it's time. That's what I feel. It is time. It's time that time we stop making men wrong for their sexuality, and it's time for women to be able to own it and express it and feel really comfortable and good about it, and I'd like to help them with that.
Great. And Tamara, what do you have to say?
My goodness, I love that. I love owning our sexuality and our sensuality, and we can do it in a feminine way that leaves men's balls intact and love their masculinity and summons it out to ravish you and allow, and definitely, and I make sure that love is a part of all of it, because for me, that's the key to everything. And don't do anything before you're ready, because that's what gets in the way of, you know, making everything all weird and funky.
Absolutely. So. Rocco, what do you have to say?
Well, I wouldn't consider myself a sex expert in any way.
You're a fashion expert, and tonight is a sex expert.
I consider myself a fashion expert. I know about fashion. I know, you know, about my personal experiences. But, you know, Tamara and her guest, they're therapists, they're psychologists, so I put the ball in their court. I'm learning as we're going here.
And you know what? That's exactly what people are doing when they tune into Max and Friends. If you want to learn and go at the same time, tune in every Sunday night. What I have to say is, men, stay chivalrous. Chivalrous is the word, right? I'm so confused. Yes. All this conversation. Men, stay chivalrous, and women, stay sensuous. Is that the correct?
I like it.
And when you mix chivalry and sensuality together, you will have fireworks. And you're going to have fireworks here next week on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. We've got to wrap this up, you guys. So speaking of wrap it up if you're going to have sex, and play safe. That's what I got to say.
Yes.
Deborah, I want to thank you so much for calling in tonight and having you on the show. We're going to get our caller's information to you and Tamara so we can help her get over that hurdle. And again, everyone, good communication is as stimulating as black coffee and just as hard to sleep after. We hope you can fall right asleep after this. And if you can't, sex. Wrap it up. Be safe. Be sensual. And thank you for tuning in. Rocco, fashionnewslive.com. TamaraBowman.com and TheSensualSage.com, and of course MaxSucci.com. Until next Sunday, everyone, have a blessed week. Happy birthday, Marie Antoinette, 254 years old. That was a woman who was sensual, even to the beheading of her day. So everyone, have a wonderful week. We thank you for tuning in. Rocco, it flew by. What can I say?
Tell me about it. It went by so fast.
We're going to have you on again and again and again and again.
Absolutely.
And again. Deal?
Mm-hmm. Deal.
Tamara, you know, you got a seat here. And Deborah, whenever we need someone to talk to about, we want you to be on the panel.
All right. Mm-hmm. And it's sensuality sage. The sensuality sage.
Sensuality sage. Sorry about that. I'm talking about sensuality, sexuality, releasing my inhibitions. And on that note, everyone, release yours this week. Enjoy your week. And everyone, stay tuned to Max and Friends. Coming up next is CBS News. Don't miss out on the news for the week, because we want you to be educated as well. When we say what we want right here on LA Talk Radio. Have a good night. This is Max, your host, and Tam Taco.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
You're listening to The Max. Only on LA Talk Radio.